You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Hey, look, we are live. We are live on a freaking Saturday. My lights not adjusted all the way, but you know what? Screw it. We are freaking live. Hello, everybody. Now, I know everyone's used to like viewing something else here on your Saturday mornings or something different or completely different, expecting a different, more of a ginger face, but you get to see my face this morning. So so as a lot of you guys may have noticed and know, remember, like, the I've had, you know, my, for part of my 2022 contract with the Real Libertarians Network, I originally asked for a raise in pay. I did not get that. Spangle said he needed more cooking supplies, so he did that. And instead, you know, to compensate, he did give me my own show on the network. So more work for the same amount of money. So just like everybody else, just like every one of you, doing more work for same amount of money. It's great. It's awesome. It's amazing. But I get to control my own show, and which is, you know, I'm having an amazing time. I'm having a lot of fun doing it. And I'm glad that you guys are people here. But I do not do things alone, because we are stronger together than we are apart. So I'm bringing some of the cast and crew from, you may have heard if you listen to any of the Low Key Wall podcastings on the podcast network, because, you know, I sometimes do take over for shows for Chris. So I'm bringing out some of those people. So you guys know him from the basement of the Wheelers-Tarians network. You know, I'm also bringing out Vincent Cooper. Vincent Cooper, go say hi. Introduce yourself. Who are you? Why are you here? Tell everybody.
Hello, I'm the third stringer that they bring in when they don't have anybody else to fill in. I usually jump in when they need somebody. I don't like talking politics, so that's always a plus. So usually when I'm on, I will not talk politics and rather talk about anything but politics.
Well, all right, I don't think you're third string, okay? Not anymore. Okay, you're more like... second string on the bench. You know, believe it or not, you have pulled a lot more shows than a lot of people who would consider themselves second string. So, don't discount yourself, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, since I don't talk politics, it's easier to just be on the third string.
Oh, trust me, we have people on first and second string that talk politics. A lot of people who listen to this show wish they never talk politics. So
why are you just putting salt in a scourge's wounds, right?
First off, he puts salts in other people's wounds, so he kind of deserves it most of the time. Okay, all right. Do we get more white? We got a thing from someone. Do we get more waifu craziness today? Kinda. Yeah, It will get into it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because Low Key Wall, what I really wanted to do with this show is do more. I don't know, like back in the day, like when, like the whole podcast network, it was just like us just sitting on the couch, just chatting current events. We would talk about current events. We talk about some of the stuff, things that are going in each other's worlds, like what's on our radar. Right. And talking about different things and I also wanted this show to be kind of like a break from having to read, you know, like all those news articles and just be on some, just like focus on like my point of view on what's going on in the world. Well, I also like look at and view other things that are heck going on in my world. You know, there's other things that are going on, and I really wanted to use Low Key for that. And that's what I've mostly been doing. Cause considering, like, if you did listen to my primer episode, I did talk about that Low Key Wall was just spurred from the idea that when Wall took a break, I didn't want to stop talking. I had more to say. Spangle, you know, he does what he does, is, and, you know, takes a vacation at the end of the year. Every year he's always done it, and good for him. Don't get me wrong, like, there's so many people that are in I was going to call it the podcast game or the media, or just the new media game. It's not really the media, it is the emerging mainstream media content creator out there on the internet. The distributed network of people are out there that create content. A lot of them do not take breaks. They're constantly on the grind. The people who are on the YouTube bandwagon of constant content creation and the Twitch streamers, you know, a lot of them do not take breaks, you know. So a lot of times if they get banned, that is a well-needed vacation that they need to take, you know. All right, fine. Yeah, Brian Wong says, disappointed this show isn't about Loki, unsubscribe. You know what? We might get into Loki for you, but after all this, okay?
Yeah.
After
this, you know. So, at the end, at the end. Yeah.
But you know, that's like, but yeah, this thing, it was just to take a break and also try to pull people from your favorite, you know, Wall Network shows to bring them in here and talk about, like, get them talk about stuff that are going on in the world. You know, you guys might not know, but a lot of people on the Wall Network are, you know, gamers, avid anime watchers. Some are into racing and other different topics. And sometimes they talk about it and bring it up on their individual shows, but they feel that it's, you know, it's not good to talk about it because everyone goes to that place for this type of thing. And so we just want to give them this is meant to be more of a pressure relief valve for the network and, you know, let you guys understand like who your favorite hosts are and who are they are and what they're doing and allow, you know, which the three of us, well, I was going to say three of us, but the two of us right now to pull that out because our third chair, which I don't know where Reinhold is. He's probably out. I don't know, getting, ponytail grease or something. He's probably out of ponytail. Yeah,
he's searching for more shrooms.
Probably is out in his backyard. You know what? Ascalja, it is because I'm kind of broke some of the stuff on Twitch a little bit because I'm in the process of trying to move a lot of it. With the Loki thing, Spangle and I are trying to separate the original Twitch channel. We're eventually going to take down and make it just for the Loki and create another Twitch for all the Wall Network stuff and keep the current Twitch channel just for Loki for our gaming streams and stuff like that. And the other thing, I'm trying to move away from Streamlabs, everything away from Streamlabs. So I need to take time off work to get that done. So, and I have it because I'm working and now that work is going to get even worse. It's, I don't know what time I'm going to do that, but I will get it done. I do have a vacation planned for take a 3-day weekend in March. I do plan on taking 3-day weekends every month. I told my boss that, and he was kind of fine with that, but you know, they're not real 3-day weekends. I work, you know, sometimes 12-hour shifts and you take a random Monday or Friday off, you know, you're just technically getting time back, but not, besides, anyways, we'll rig and put some salt in. The third chair is like, it's everyone's favorite person on the network, Reinhold, right? Yeah, I know. I love Reinhold. I love when Reinhold is, you know, is spot on and when he's correct. I love him. It's, you know, brilliant fresh air. I love the way the man thinks. He makes me question, you know, some, when I come up with a topic and make sure I haven't really, really thought out. And a lot of people don't see that's what he's trying to do. Like, he's not trying to say that you're wrong. Most of the time, he's just like, hey, think that through. Let's think this through out loud. Let's think this through together, you know, because he could be wrong and he's wanting to think that out. And that's why I love him. That's what I love about him. You know, it's just, he doesn't come across in voice words. I think a lot of people, you know, if you had a talk to Reinhold, you'll get that aspect on it, but you know, but the show topic. All right, so like everyone's looking at that title, like what the heck is that? Is Vincent actually came with the title. He likes creating titles. This is what he does. You want to hold on. Apparently, he must have found a ponytail holder, or he got ponytail because we have summoned him from the death. We actually did.
You Beetlejuiced him. You Beetlejuiced him.
Reinhold.
You Beetlejuiced him into existence.
We said his name enough, and he did pop up. This is great.
Oh, you froze. As soon as I logged into the back end, the whole screen just froze for a full 10 seconds.
Did it?
Interesting. It looks like you're living in 12 pixels right now.
I know, he's got that Vigo portrait right now. Vigo, the carpet. No, man, this is great. This is good content. This is content here.
Behind the scenes of how we do it, how the stuff is made, how the professionalism seeps through in everything we do.
Well, it's a more of the one thing I used to. All right, so. I used to listen to this podcast radio show called Freedom Fiends. And one of the things that you like to do on the air was when things break, they just middle of the show, like, you know what? Screw it. Audio test. Let's just fix this right now. You know, and like, you know, this way I used to refer people to the, what is it? The, they would say bad audio is a hate crime. you know. I know, and I was like, Harrison, so you have some of the worst audio. But anyways, I was going to like talk to Vincent about the what he was trying to create with the title, but you popped in. So Reinhold, go ahead and introduce yourself. Who are you? Where did you come from? You know, how did you get, you know, pulled onto this cast of characters?
Many thousands of years ago, as the earth was cooling. No.
Reinhold,
my name is Reinhold. I've been around, for a few decades, but most notably around the Wall universe since about 2010, when I met Chris Spangle while I was running for office as a libertarian. So known him since then, did some early podcasts back in the day before, even before We Are Libertarians started. I was I did a podcast with Mike Cole that he set up as while I was running for office. So that kind of got us all in the bug a little bit on the podcasting. So that's where I come from. That's who I am. Just a guy.
What office did you run for?
State representative, state house representative.
Okay. All right. You would have been a great state house rep.
Respectable number of votes, but for my area, you know, like 7%, 6-7%, something like that. So.
Nice. 7%. 7%. That's hey. You know, any number of votes is respectable. Okay, all right. That's better than the guy who got no votes. Okay, you know, I'm not going to say there's someone on this podcast right now that has never ran for office. Okay, and has received zero votes. Okay. You know who that is, don't you? That's both of us, right? All right, cheers. Cheers.
Yeah. I mean, cheers with you right now.
Aren't you one of the guys that think that voting is a crime or voting is a force?
What? Voting for something or coercion on? Hey, if you're part of a private club and you want to vote for something, that's fine. It's your club. You can vote. If you're part of the club, you can vote in your club. That's fine. It's no bother. It doesn't bother me. You know, if you want to form a government and vote, that's fine. That's fine. You know, that's fine. It's the violence that comes afterwards. Voting for things because, like, hey, we all vote for things. You know, let's like this episode topic. We all voted for the topic we're going to do. Granted, my vote weighed at 80%. You know, but
slash voted. I made the concept, and you were just like, let's do
it. Whoa. I made the concept. I had a great concept. You just took it, went to a different direction than I had with it, and I just enjoyed that content. But the piece, the whole, as we get to like what this show is called and why it's called that way, and I'll stop moving so the autofocus in my camera starts to go.
There we go.
The concept of this episode is because a lot of different times when people will talk to me about different aspects or things like that, a lot of the things that help shape my opinion other than like boring economic book or boring history books or just applying the non-aggression principle to things is also some of the media that I consumed as a child, as a young adult, and then, you know, and as an elder millennial. You know, these are the media that I consumed that helped me forge my opinion. And I'm not saying like we're going to go through like typical top 10 libertarian movies or because there's, you know, there's messages and everything that you can pick up, you know, so that aren't like this is what this thing is told to, because that's boring, it's dry, no one likes that, no one likes being hit on the head by the message, you know. It's got to put things, you let the artist create, and if it speaks to you in one way, let it speak to you that way, and if it's, you know, it makes you feel good, makes you better, that's the best way to do it. And this thing all sprung from there. My idea was from bringing up that media that helped shape my opinion, showcasing how beautiful and gorgeous it is and how it can be, and bringing that up and showing everybody that. And that's kind of what I wanted, you know, and that's kind of what we're going to end up doing today. So, and I woke up with my sinuses is messing up, so I need to go and really quick and blow my nose real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay.
How do I kick it to just you two?
So I guess while he's gone, I will actually explain the premise of what he's actually getting on about. He originally thought of the concept of he wanted, because he references Gundam, the series, the anime series Gundam, all the time. He wanted to talk about the media that shaped how he views the world. So what I took it as was that he wanted everybody who was hosting to bring media that they that shaped their world. So we gathered media to shape our world. So whenever he gets back and he has everything set up, we made a 3x3 grid of things that shaped how we view the world. And for me and Harry, we mainly picked anime and manga. And Reinhold picked whatever he liked. So...
Because it's not anime or manga for me, because I don't watch anime or manga and don't really care about it, and it will probably be nodding off through most of this.
Which I totally get, and it's probably going to be stuff that you're like, I don't care at all. Why are you talking about this? Is it my turn yet? Because I want to talk about Discworld.
That's how I live my life for the most part, you know, just waiting for... the time when the conversation comes back around to me so that I can then talk about things I care about.
That's fair. I mean, but that's mainly what this premise is going to be, is these are the things that shaped our worldview and how, and each episode we're each going to talk about one of the things in our 3x3s and talk about how that thing affected our lives and how it changed how we saw the world or how we saw fiction or anything along those lines. So it's not necessarily all politics. It's more of the people behind it.
Correct. Yeah. Our worldview, how we go through life with peace and love and, you know, solve things with friendship. Because friendship is mandatory. I mean, magic. But yeah. Yeah. So that's what this is. Like, this is the series. Now, like, you know, every episode we're probably going to do that because just in case we can't get the entire cast of characters together. There, and also there's, it's not really like a ranking thing. We're not going to sit there like, this is the number one thing, you know, you must watch, except my series, which is my top nine are like all over the board, several different genres, several different series, several different type of writers. Okay. The genre mixing will just leave you in a blur. Okay.
It's pain. It's pain. It's pain.
No, it's not. No. Very like diverse, and you know, and you have to pay attention to each.
Yes, keep burying the lead. Keep burying the lead.
It's very different and diverse, and it's gonna be great. All right, so we're getting like we're gonna take a break here in a second for like a small, like, you know, BRB break, you know, but to make sure like the, but you know, just so. One thing I wanted to get on before we get into that, the big meat of the topic. What piece of news that is going on in your world that you think everyone should know about that, you know, you don't think it's on everyone's own radar? It does not have to be politics. It does not have to be like, this is the black pill thing that I can't believe everyone's not reading or watching. This is just, you know, it could be just like this happy-go-lucky or just a funny news story that you brought up. Vincent, did you want to go first? Because I know you said you had yours right on your ready. Did you want to go?
I didn't, but sure, I can go.
Oh, I thought you said you had yours ready.
Oh no. No, I asked if we had a plan, and you said no. We'll figure it out. So,
well, No. I just said we didn't have a plan. I had a plan to go over the news stories. It's more of the idea that no, you don't have to show me because you know I would like a live. You know, I'd rather just go for a live reaction on it. You know, no rehearsal necessary. You know?
Right.
Just, you know, like pump That's it up funny. And go through. You know, and we all know Reinhold's down there going like, oh, I've got some. I got a news story that all of you should be reading right now or not. Oh, what?
Well,
what? I really expected Reinhold to be the guy that like, I've got 10. I have 10.
Well then, if we're going to talk about that, it's going to be less out there. But we're going to talk about something that you love so much, Harry. And that is a... cryptocurrency and crypto scams and the blockchain.
Drop the link in the chat so I can put it on the
sure.
Or you can share your screen and share your screen with it.
There was a YouTuber named CoffeeZilla who went into depth about a classic Twitch streamer named Ice Poseidon, who did a crypto scam where he went out of his way to say that it wasn't a scam, talk to anybody who would basically go, yeah, who would research into him, and he basically lied through his teeth and rug pulled. And when he was confronted about it, he was like, well, I have to take the money instead of giving it back because I can. It's supposed to benefit me.
Wow.
It's like if I don't take it, nobody will have it.
All right. So, oh, cool. YouTube thing. That's what I want to show.
Hey, that's where I watched it from. Thank you very much. You can look at it later. But
that's fine.
He did a full interview with Ice Poseidon, basically calling him out on all of the stuff. It's like, dude, this is, you can just give the money back. And he's like, no. He's like, I'll put some money back. And he put like $1,000 of the money that he took out back. So, and like, just lied to his fans and tried to deflect the blame to everybody else instead of just, you know, not doing that.
Are you saying he pumped and dumped his fans on a cryptocurrency?
Oh, not only did he pump and dump his fans, he pumped and dumped them, got called out, and said, well, I can't turn it back because it was too hard for me to do, but I'm just gonna keep the money anyway.
Oh my god.
There's a full interview CoffeeZilla did with him. And in the interview, he basically said that. And when CoffeeZilla was like, well, you scammed your fans, Ice Poseidon's reaction was, well, it's not all my fans.
Wow. All right, so this is when I go into the... I'm not going to try to keep this rant to a minimum. All right, so the blockchain isn't magic. Cryptocurrency isn't magic. It doesn't just go magically make you money. This is a piece of technology, right, that allows for certain things to happen. And allows for trust between people who have no trust. That's the basis of it does. And it still requires servers and everything else to function. But it just allows trust between people who don't have trust. If you can trust someone on the other end, then you don't need this thing. Don't unnecessarily put things on the blockchain. You know, it's the blockchain reason why like cryptocurrency makes sense is because, you know, if you're getting someone like a dollar and you're worried about someone out there using the exact same thing can reprint, make a bunch of it. Yes, that's something you would need it for. But if you're just like, I don't know, man, I'm just trying to do this one thing. That's why all these alt currencies, well, one, it's a great thing to have competition in cryptocurrencies, because competition in currencies is a great thing, a beautiful thing, but there's so many of these bad alt pump and dump coin scams are out there that you have to be very, very careful what the heck you're buying. And it does lead to like more people like wanting the older stable coins because of stuff like this. And it just further feeds this because people run these bad pump and dump schemes. And there's a reason why a lot of those things were when different governments try to regulate and to like enforce like laws against that, because they're basically defrauding and scamming people. You know, and this is basically that it's a fraud and scam, and he thinks he can get away with that just because it's with cryptocurrency. Kind of wrong. It's, you know, it's still fraudulent and scam, and hopefully someone gets some sort of authorities to bring charges against him for defrauding and scamming his audiences. And now you feel bad for anyone who's doing this. Low-key wall coin. There's no low-key wall coin. That's terrible, awful.
Oh my god, never do that.
Say something about this, or are you gonna? Because I want to say like one good expert in blockchain technology is Reinhold. Reinhold knows a whole bunch. He just never really talks about it because I think he understands it. And then when he looks at and he hears most people talk about it, he just goes like, just like me, just like, why would you do that with that? That's like goofy. That's don't use a blockchain for that. Let's go stop it. Stop.
Especially if you're looking for anonymity, because the last thing that the blockchain is anonymous.
If it exists on the blockchain, it's there forever. It can always be tracked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like your Google history.
Oh, my Google history is, you know, like, it's okay. I go through the internet and incognito
you don't
Google, mode.
You duck duck go, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I use incognito mode, sir. And when I go to incognito mode in my Chrome browser, and I use them for my DNS, they don't know what I'm doing.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Please use DuckDuckGo, but also don't use Google's DNS. But it's, of course, there's so many different DNS providers out there. And,
yeah. 1111 is good.
1111 is good. I do like using 1111. And then so which one do you want to use? I was gonna almost actually send the one I use for my VPN. Don't use that one. That one's mine. Get your own. But yeah, the unnecessary like clouding of the blockchain is we're just gonna add this junk on it. Like NFTs, okay? Like I think the idea of NFTs are brilliant, right? Or for what they are, but the way everyone wants to use it, it's just like no, not like that. Not like this. NFTs would be interesting for if you got like a bunch of game manufacturers who have no trust between each company, but they understand like this NFT token is an item or a prize to be won that was given out by someone or something, and you can move it around through your game. So just like the amazing anime SAO, if you had like an NFT of like let's say a skill like dual wielding, you go to every game, you could just have your dual wielding NFT token. Okay, all right. Yeah. Look at it.
But okay. The big issue is that people just see this new market as a quick way to make money. Because they heard of Bitcoin, and Bitcoin makes a lot of money, and this crypto thing is new and people are making money off of it. So we're going to just jump into it and make as much money as we can. And it's part of the people that want to get rich quick, and they get fall into scams because they're willing to throw tons of money thinking that they're going to be able to get a bunch of money out of it and just bankrupt themselves.
What I find interesting about Bitcoin is people want to use blockchain for voting, which is a wonderful idea and a terrible idea at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Because I like the idea, but the thing is, it's also unnecessary. Like, because you know, you can create a different system that a government can give out to verify you are who you are to be able to vote. And the bad part about it is that your voting record is permanent. They know exactly who you voted for throughout the years. Eventually, someone will get the keys to that kingdom, open it up. I want to know everyone who voted for this person in 2016. I want to know everyone, all of them. I want to know who voted for 2016 and 2020. And you can pull it out. If it's on the blockchain, you can pull it out.
Especially if you end up grabbing majority control on the blockchain too, then it all becomes pretty much open at that point.
Spread up to you, right? Yeah, you figured it out. You know, you've got it. You've got the information. You got the kings of the kingdom, and you know exactly who's who did what, who voted for who, when do they vote, how do they vote, where do they vote. You know exactly where the heck they are. That is, yeah. It, like I said, on paper, it sounds amazing. Like, yeah, but there's other older encryption practices that we use that can keep people anonymous if we wanted to allow people to be able to vote. But hey, that's not cool and it's boring, but we still can't give the government to really do anything encrypted. I really feel like if I asked the government to fax me over a copy of my social security card, I really feel like I probably can get someone to do that. Look at Brad Holmes, like, oh yeah, that's happened.
A lot of people think that it's perfect because it gets around all governments. Like, governments can't stop it. Governments can't see what you're doing. Governments can't control it or regulate it. And I'm like, oh, just wait. Because they're going to. And it's going to be pretty.
Right, yeah. Do they control the fiber cables that run that your thing is forced to use? Well, yeah.
Well, it's just like I used to play poker online semi-professionally, and then one day I couldn't. Not because the company was in a jurisdiction of the United States in any way. It was actually in a whole different country. but because the federal government just decided it was going to take control and seize their DNS servers and take over. And it's like, wait a minute, how can you, I don't even know how you did that legally, but nobody's questioned it. Everybody just said, okay. And they did it. And you do whatever you want to do as long as you get away with it. Right. So,
well, yeah, yeah. Well, just like, I don't know if anyone who's lost confidence ever put their money into a Canadian bank, but I think the old saying from Ernest Hancock is, if they can, then they will. Just remember, if they can, then they will. Yeah, yeah. That's why, like, there was a different lot of, like people early on in the blockchain space was working on trying to work on different things, like putting, like, a DNS on a blockchain, right? DNS on, you know, IP version 6. And using that as a DNS platform, it and putting, so it's, you know, it's the government couldn't control like a DNS, like one, like DNS server, but they couldn't get anyone really go like back it because you're really not going to make any money from it. This is more of a labor exercise of on, and then also trying to change a lot of the, this is going to get super nerdy, like the networking protocols to make them like encrypted. So people viewing your packet can't tell where your packet's going, like through. And but the idea of trying to let the router knows where it needs to send, but blocking that from like a user, like, which is, it's something that, like, making the router blind to its end user, it's kind of weird to even think about, like, because the router has to know where to send it. The switch has to know where to send it. You know, they, all these protocols that are happening, they have to know where it's going.
Next but, step, at least, yeah.
Yeah, it has to know the next step. The idea to make it blind. That's why onion routing, very piece of old tech, and it's kind of dumb how it works, but it freaking worked. But it's so slow because it was like the only way to hide it is to keep it going. Also, if you needed an idea and a time or a sign from someone to tell you to download a Tor, download Tor, get on a watch list, be like the rest of us, download Tor, use Tor all the time. Because if you ever think you're going to need Tor in the future, if you just start using Tor, they know it's you. So you should use Tor all the time, all the time.
And now a word from our sponsor, NordVPN. Oh, when I
this is not sponsored by Nord, does not sponsor this. Do not use NordVPN.
You're right, right. Our sponsor this time is Rage.
No, stop it. Stop. You guys are getting silly. I thought I was silly just from like the sinus medication. I've been just like crushing up and snorting this morning, but like you guys are like 10 times worse.
I've got an infection right here, so it's gonna be fun.
Oof. You keep that over there then. You keep that with you.
So yeah. Well, it's a it's not a communicable
infection. You don't know that. You don't know infection. That. I have a
I know exactly what it is.
I have a new study from I was gonna try to make up like some like awful like conspiracy site like and, like I've got your this head, paper man. Here saying that yes it is communicable because it's in your nose and you just breathe.
It's not quite in my nose still. Yeah. It's I get a nerve, tooth nerve, and it's dead. And
oh, that's decided to that's that anatomy book. My anatomy book says the whole face is really just one big part of the nose. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got it's alternate, all connected, right? All connected. Alternate facts, also. Anyways, All right. Before we get too lippy, maybe I should. All right. Maybe this idea of just going through like a brand new story without any like rehearsal, maybe it might be a little bit bad. Yeah,
I mean, it'd be fine, but maybe if I think of just
knowing
a new story first, exactly.
I could have come with something real fun.
The idea was just like, what's going on in your world? What are, you know, like, what are you looking at? What like, or like something like goofy, like you're looking at, like, what's, you know, like what's on your radar? What's the, you know, like the thing that's, what piece of the news that's got you, looking at, like, you know, like the,
Unfortunately, I haven't looked at the news for days. My world has been focused on, Active Directory migrations and new tools to do that with, and learning those, studying for tests and getting those taken, figuring out why my computer can't overclock. It's supposed to be able to. I've got memory that should allow it. I've got a card that should allow it. I've got the CPU that should allow it. The motherboard, it's all there. Won't work. What else? And I'm trying to figure out how I get all the stuff for my wife's leg to get fixed to the doctor. So I have doctor's appointments all week. So that's been my last week. I haven't even had a chance to turn on like CNN or anything like that, or Fox or whatever.
We said news, sir. So CNN, Fox, not news.
That's how far out of the loop I am. I didn't realize those were news anymore, man.
CNN hasn't been news for a long time. Fox News also has not been news for a long time.
Oh, it's like that. I did hear about the Dunham report, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
even Dunham is saying, I didn't say that. Man, what are you talking about?
Oh, quiet, Reinhold. Give them, they have a piece of rope. Give them their rope of hope. It's gonna be great.
Any day now, they're gonna get arrested. Any day now, it's finally gonna happen.
You know.
Meanwhile, the same day, because there's no timing on this, it wasn't done as a specific reason to hide anything. We find out that the president had mishandled confidential information, and the last time I remember him running for office in 2016, didn't he run on the idea that he wanted to put Hillary in jail for mishandling confidential information? Wasn't the locker up, isn't that what his big thing was?
Yeah and the big like Hitler in the debate, like, because you'll be in jail. Like, okay, all right, come on. We know
but now they find, now he's saying that the National Archives is lying.
Yeah. Aren't they all really lying to us?
Well, it's a big, you know, conspiracy to get him. That's all it is, right? You know, it's a witch hunt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're making all this stuff up, planting evidence. It's terrible what's happening to him.
It's terrible. They are talking.
People care so much about what he's doing right now.
They're bringing down one of the greatest presidents of our lifetime. it's just so bad. Oh, man. It's just, I can't put it. It's just, let's see here. Oh, sweet.
Now that we're not subjected to his policies, it's hilarious. You know what I mean? Like, just laugh riot. But now, I used to laugh at Biden. Now I'm not too happy about that. So,
well, yeah.
What I love is people saying, this is the best part. Biden is allowing all the illegals to come in so that they can get voting rights, so that they can finally take over, because that's the only way the Democrats can win, which, if you look at percentages, that's not true, but we got less immigration going on now than we did when Trump was in office. He's actually worse on immigration than Trump was. That's how bad Biden is doing on immigration right now.
Brian, that's for people who are paying attention. Okay. You just stop it. Some people don't want to do that, right?
I didn't read that in my QAnon newsletter. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll have you know I found that on birdsnotreal.com. You're flying people in.
You're flying people in.
They're flying immigrants into the cities and just putting them up in hotels and stuff and getting them green cards. It's all happening, man.
All right,
Let the fake news tell you any different.
I like to watch like crap news sometimes and play like stupid like console games, and that's what I was. So I was watching some of these goofy videos that are talking about they're flying people in the middle of the night on secret airplanes. They're gonna drop people into random cities and they're just letting them loose. Yes, that's what's happening. You can't get a flight to Chicago to, you know, like some random state. Your flight's going to get canceled. But we can, with regularity, fly people from Texas that aren't supposed to be, or allegedly not supposed to be in the country, and they're full of all these other people, fly them somewhere, and we're just going to let them loose. And they somehow get housing and feed themselves. Nobody can speak the language. And no one else can.
Social security numbers.
No one notices this, because I'm saying, like, this would be like news if they, in the in most cities, like even in like city of Indianapolis, if we all of a sudden just had a boom of like what, like how many like people can fit on like one of these airplanes? What, like 100, 200 people, right? You're homeless in Camp Lisbon that night, jumped up 200 people. So unless you know, because the thing is, like, where are these people going to go? If they have, unless you give them money for hotel rooms, then eventually some person had woken at a hotel like, hey, I don't know what happened. Some plane landed, and I've got like 200 people in this hotel that don't speak English. Oh my God, this would be a, they'd be a TikTok.
They're all in four rooms too.
Right. Yeah.
All 200 of them are in four rooms.
Four rooms. No TikTok post about this. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Makes no sense.
When do I get my politics gong? Like, I hate it when I'm tired of talking about politics.
You don't get a gong.
This is politics. This is comedy.
Yeah, this is comedy.
It's comedy. It is the stupidest conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just like, all right, I'm tired of this now. Moving on.
I was at John Birch last night, and we talked about
more fun like it. Okay. Let's keep talking about it. Let's put let's just solo lay out him. So this way, we just gonna watch. Just
roll my eyes the entire time.
Mm-hmm. All right, we can keep talking about it now. Yeah, it's better. But yeah, it's that. It's comedy on the simple fact that like a lot of people like believe in like these weird conspiracies. You don't see anything like that. It's like the idea when you, but it's like this for a lot of different things. Like there was a scam store that popped up on my feed talking about, oh, we've got RTX, you know, 3080s and 3090s for $300, $400, and I go like, really?
No.
Really? Because if you had it at that price, I want four. You know, actually, matter of fact, taking the credit card out. I'm buying all you have. You know?
Yeah.
One, not to hoard or to oversell. Selling at MSRP to my bros who need GPUs. Okay, that's all.
Right, exactly.
And there's a Newegg scam going around too, by the way. But
oh my God, I have not looked into Newegg, but Newegg's been trashed for me for like the last 2.5 years because they've been allowing like sellers to sell on Newegg, and I didn't know like was this junk seller crap on there that made me move away. So I haven't looked at Newegg in years. I think
apparently what they did was they were forcing people to. They said, okay, we've got 3090s,
mm-hmm.
Nice. And you can buy one,
ooh,
but you have to buy this power supply too.
Okay,
it's bundled.
That's okay, fine.
The power supplies were going out and they were defective, right? So they were blowing up, and if they weren't taking the video card with it, for you to get a refund,
mm-hmm.
you had to return the bundle.
Mm-mm.
So you had to send that back, the card back.
All right. Can I tell you something? I'm so desperate for a 3090. I wouldn't care.
You just put the power supply to the side.
And I was just going like, boop. Don't care. Is that still?
Oh, I'd love to get I'd love to get a 3090 at MSRP. That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not $3,000.
Honestly, I'd take 200 over MSRP right now. Like when people are
complaining. I'm sitting there with my 2070 Super trying to get it pumped, you know, trying to get it overclock so that it can perform a little bit better for, you know, to run my 2K screen and all this other stuff. But it's like, you know, all right, I can't just go out and buy a 3070 and
everyone replace it. Press X if you doubt Ryan Holt having a 2070. Okay, press
X. I have a 2070 Super. Thank you very much.
I was more laughing that he has a 2K monitor, but a 144p camera.
No, I have an EOS Rebel T7 camera, so I don't know why you guys are getting pixelated images. I was watching it on YouTube. It's coming across on my screen crystal clear.
All right, that is so probably a setting.
Something's happening in compression.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got to figure out what's going on.
Hit your settings in StreamYard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, if you go to do the or back to the hospice portion of the show, if you go to your camera, and there should be camera resolution. You hit advance. It'd be camera resolution. Yeah. See if that's is that for 1080p?
I had it to 1080p, and it was looking terrible. I just put it to 1080p now. It's still, when I look at it on YouTube, because Brian had said something about it, and I looked over, it is just horribly pixelated.
Right.
Yeah, because this comment is still relevant.
Bit crushed to oblivion.
I don't understand why it's so compressed. That just seems weird to me. I've got a 1 gig line up and down, so there's no way it's being compressed because of that. So some setting that I did when I reset my Google, I did a complete reset on it a while back, so I must have screwed something up. But no, it looks great on my end. It's a Rebel T7, man.
I don't know. I have the Logitech C9 C93, like the cam model camera of choice. That's what I'm using. Okay, classic. It's a classic. What the camera is Vincent using in the
We just call it the hand-me-down, as usual. The one that you go, here, I need you to start filming episodes with me. Here's this camera, go away.
Well, I think you're doing a good job with your two headphones set up, like you're mixing like music there. Like this is where all the beats come from. That's what it looks like.
Totally. It's totally what it is. It's not that one of them has a terrible mic and the other one has terrible speakers.
Which, by the way, I actually do have a lot of good equipment going to. I've got a reminder to give to Vincent because I've got my old microphone that the Walt Network did pay for before I upgraded to the Scarlett. So it's sitting in a box, and I'm going to, it's the Walt Network wanted this to give out to Walt co-host, so it's going to give out to Vincent. So we're going to do that. So
nice.
All right. So. Before this, I get too long in the truth. I didn't want to at noon, the Chris Spangle show will go live, and so I want to get off here I don't want to we're not like a full on professional network where we could just cut off into everyone else's show. So I'm going to get off.
Should do is time it so we end and hand it off, and just keep the live feed going and just cut it for the audio.
Have you met Chris Spangle?
he's professional. He knows how to do a handoff.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Have you met Chris Spangle? Okay. Timing in that man. I am shocked that he's able to smoke meat. I think that's more his wife. Like, hey, where's my meat? And he's like, oh yeah, that thing. And he's walking back out of there. Trust me. Like the first time I tried to smoke meat with him, he always kept opening the lid, letting all the smoke out to take photos for Instagram. He was the worst. Okay.
Well, if you say he's going to start at noon, he probably won't get started till 12:15 or 12:30, right?
Yeah, 12:30, 1 o'clock. Yeah, unless Facebook says the Facebook time that he's like he will go live for that. Other than that, he won't.
As soon as he presses that 15 minutes to go button, he can get 15 minutes.
Right. Other than that, yeah.
And he goes.
Yeah. Then he goes. If that isn't set, if Facebook isn't set to go live yet, man, he will just. Prevent defense. We'll try to run a clock out, and I don't know what clock he's running out, but he's running some clock out. Okay, all right. So let's do a quick rundown. Go ahead and jump to the other topic, the main topic, and introing everyone to our 3x3s because. Even the theme of calling 3x3 is like I think of an old anime called 3x3 guys. Every time I read it, it's like every freaking time, so it messes me up. But because I didn't mean to rant so long, a lot of the different topics, so let's get moving on those. Let's see, can I actually change these? Can I? Okay, nope, oops, wrong button. See, I was going to do this in OBS, but I said, I'm going to try out trying to do this in StreamYard, and I've already screwed some things up in here, and I don't, I'm not sorry at all. So let's go, I made Vincent do his story, and I didn't get to mine or Brian Hull's because I skipped those, but I'm going to go ahead and give Vincent a break, let him go last, introducing his 3x3, and we're going to let Brian Hull introduce his 3x3. So, because it's so different versus Vincent and others, I think allowing his to go first could set the tone better. I think.
Sure, you don't want to sandwich it between the two anime.
Right, I was thinking that too. Like, it would be Harry, then Reinhold, and me.
Fine. Okay. All right. Fine.
The other thing too. Since we haven't had any discussion about it, I don't know what my topic is.
Oh no, we're, this is more of just introducing what it is for now.
What
oh,
it is,
and not actually talking about the thing.
No. We're just going to like introduce it. What the thing is, introducing the series. We're just going to introduce the series that we're doing. The series, okay. Everyone.
I thought we were doing the first episode.
No, not yet.
We're just wanting. This is an intro. We were just trying to like, hey, we're going to talk about this thing.
Yeah, this is the introduction.
Keep talking to the series. Keep watching for live. When you see that low key thing, like oh, they're just going to talk about goofiness. No, we're going to focus on the series first coming up. You know.
Yeah.
So they know when we start going live, which I honestly like. Think we're just going to do like one episode, like a Saturday a month. But after this last break, Spangle's been consistent but inconsistent on Saturdays. So
inconsistent in needing us.
Right. Yeah. So like, I'm thinking the idea of us like switching low key, like if we want to do these series even to like a Tuesday or a Friday, which we need to have a discussion on, or you know, if you put some comments in the chat room or send us some comments, like you know, do you guys prefer us to do this on Tuesdays and Fridays since you know Spangles have tried to occupy our Saturdays, or you know, we push him to do his show later and we do our show first, and then we actually do that handoff, which would be great. I'd love to do the handoff, but you know, we know Spangles and timing, so it won't exactly be a handoff. All right. How do I get that to be bigger?
You replaced the logo with it.
Yeah, I did it through the logo though, and I was hoping that would do it. But
yeah, I don't have the assets either, I don't think. I'll have to go look through Discord and find it.
I wonder if I could do it this way. Hold on. I got
if need be, I can pull it up and just do share screen and we can go through it that way.
Well, share screen does a great, like if I put it in Google, like if I go ahead and like put it in Google Slides real quick. Take a moment and go do that. It'll do it perfectly in Google Slides here at StreamYard. I noticed. No, but like,
I mean, now it's the background. That's cool.
I know. Isn't that cool? It's the background. It's the background. You know, the background and the logo at the exact same time in here. You know,
I'll have it here in a minute.
You don't have internet?
I have an idea.
So I'll have it here in a minute. Is what he said.
Oh, wow. What are you gonna drop it into Google Slides real quick?
No.
What are you gonna do? What's your plan?
So, as they get this figured out, I'll go ahead and explain what the idea of what the weekly episodes would end up being. There you go, getting it figured out there. So the concept would be is that each week we'll pick one of the things in our group, and then we'll talk about it. That week, each of us will have that one thing that we talk about, and then we'll come back to it. And then the next time we have an episode, we'll talk about it. And we'll probably try to make it consistent of making every episode of this probably be named the same of like the same weeb reference that I made this title. So,
yeah. And keeping in a series so everyone can find out or like find out when their favorite, like, because even as we introduce this, you know, we could talk about each one. So you find your favorite one or just want to know about the topic, you can go to it. Don't expect timestamps. That ain't happening. No. Unless someone else wants to do that work, which, sir, you are a hero or madam, you know, whoever, or NBs, you know, you are a hero.
Yeah, we're looking to hire. The pay is zero, but our thanks would be very, very generous with those.
Okay, so you're telling me to just write down timestamps as we go about it. Gotcha.
Oh, good. Honestly, like I was hoping, like, see, like eventually once we get the stream house back up and going, we just make producer Paul do it, you know.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
True.
He will work for Pretzel Sticks, so okay.
Yeah. And if he's really good, we'll give him like smoked meat or something.
Oh man, yeah. He loves, you know, definitely smokes some weed. You know. Chrissy wants to say 10 for 10 for anniversary for a while. Yes, don't forget to donate your 10 for 10 for I'm bad at plugging things into stuff. Like that.
Hey, like and subscribe.
Yep. Yeah, I like the handoff idea, but do whatever day fits best. Okay, yeah. All right. So everyone does like the idea of doing the handoff thing. Mm-hmm. So we could practice it. We could practice it.
Here's the thing about the handoff though. If we try a handoff to Chris, what happens when we're on the show? We hand it off to ourselves. So we're doing like 4 hours.
Yeah, you could just hand it off that way. I mean, I guess Harry's gone now, but he's trying to get it all figured out.
Where'd he go?
I have no idea.
I figured something I said. He decided to take off. So you see what I was doing here, right? I got it in the corner here.
What the heck did you just do?
Who did what? You dropped yourself out.
You dropped yourself out.
Oh, cool, cool. Randall put it over his head, over his face. Oh, okay. You should just do it through OBS. That's pretty nice. That's pretty nice.
Sure. OBS.
Could have did that.
Just add an image.
I could have did that.
Yeah, I think you could have, because that's how you get your chat up there, Don.
Yeah. Yeah, through OBS. Yeah. I also do that in when I'm, what is it? When usually, like, when I'm doing the show, I like to put the, I like to write things above my head through OBS. Mm-hmm. Have fun with it. But anyways, let me introduce my very diverse video topics that I wanted to bring up. I probably should put it in OBS so I can, like, make you guess small real quick. But so my
getting small.
My nine topics, which is very diverse. So the first one I want to talk about is some of my series that really shaped a lot of my views or just my opinions, the way I act. Going from the top, which this is, I'm gonna have to mark.
I have them in order if you want. I have them in order if you want me to tell you.
I want it in order of year of production, sir.
I wanted to just split up the Gundam. So,
yeah, style wise, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. We'll not complain. But, like, by year of production, oh, man. Anyways, so we've got Mobile Suit Gundam, 8th Mobile Suit Team. Great series. Initial D, an amazing series. Mobile Suit Gundam, the original, the old freaking OG. Gundam 0083. Oh, God. Oh, 0083. Okay. masterpiece. I remember the first time I watched 0083 on Toonami, blew my freaking mind. Because, you know, the other
don't
series.
Don't feel too much.
Okay, the other series on here, Gundam Wing, which really got me. Gundam Wing, that's on here. That's here in the right-hand bottom corner, right? Gundam Wing. That series got me into Gundam, right? I didn't know what the heck a Gundam was until that was shown. And the center square, free square, Rurouni Kenshin, okay? Now, regardless of what the artist has done, I'm able to separate the art from the artists, and if you don't think you have, then throw away all your H.P. Lovecraft crap, okay? Get rid of everything with H.P. Lovecraft.
What was the name of his cat again?
Oh, yeah. No, do not. No. Go ahead and open your favorite search engine and type in what is H.P. Lovecraft's cat's name. Good luck. Do not put that in the chat.
don't do that, yeah.
First off, oh, man, see, well, okay.
We'll come back to this. You can address it after you get through your nine first.
All right, so Gundam 0080, Stardust Memory, then Gundam Unicorn. Now, I just re-watched Gundam Unicorn. Love it. That's Gundam Unicorn's in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen, and 0080 is in the middle to the right, and then center bottom, Ghost in the Shell. That is that cyberpunk show. Oh my gosh, Ghost in the Shell standalone complex.
There's a movie, wasn't there?
Yes, Ghost in the Shell
live action. Whoa,
stop it. Stop it, right? There's no sense. No, there was never a live action
movie. I heard it was really good and really representative of what the story.
all right, Okay, I will bring up the live action we're talking about because the live action had some good moments on it, right? You know, like the simple fact that you've got Aramaki, you know, played by an amazing Japanese actor and an amazing scene when, and it's the Aramaki that everyone's like, yes, this is what we wanted, but okay, but you know, they get it for that. And then, Ghost in the Shell, right? Yeah, phenomenal show. All right. That's my nine. These are the topics I would go through. So, like I said, all over the board, many different genres, different places. And so I did want to address the G Gundam thing. We do have some, these are like your top nine. No in a particular order, just top nine. I will say that we are doing an honorable mention show, and somebody, possibly someone, I don't know who, may or may not have Gene Gundam in their honorable mentions. Okay.
Let's just say somebody had to talk somebody else out of having seven Gundam series to put Ghost in the Shell even on the list.
Yeah.
yeah, there's a lot of different things. Like I was just struggled.
But the other thing we want to reiterate is that these aren't the best things. These aren't the most amazing shows ever. This is just what we consider things that affected us.
Yep.
So if it was just the best, my list would be completely different, because there's definitely things that aren't on my list that I would definitely put on there.
Correct. Yeah. I don't know what an IDO, sir, is.
Iron Blood Orphans.
Why? No. Iron Blood Orphans will... How can I put it? Like, if you got the stomach, watch it. If you don't watch it. I wouldn't recommend it. Okay? You ain't got the stomach for it? You know, I made it halfway through, and I kind of was like, I can't keep doing this. This hurts. All right, so let's go to Reinhold. And Reinhold's... Oops, wrong button. I wanted to solo Reinhold. Ooh, man, that looks just that. That is, that's a look.
Oof. That is, oof. Man, I didn't know you can get lower than 144p. It looks like it's on a TI-82.
Oof. Honestly, the TI-82.
I'm telling you, look, on my side, it looks.
I know, it probably looks amazing, but I have no idea what the connection to issue is.
I'll have to research that one, because that's something new. It wasn't like that last time we did Wall.
No,
I mean, no, was pretty good. No. If you like, we could probably play.
Probably what?
We could probably do some. We can do some test runs, definitely through it. You know, mm-hmm. You know. So
no,
yeah. Oh. Good old Dale.
just so you know, Reinhold, I condensed all your comedy to just Kids in the Hall for that one at this point.
I saw that, yeah.
So,
hey, I'll let you know. Hey, Tony. Howdy, Justin.
Yeah, there's stuff here.
Yeah,
my list of things that informed me as a human being, as it were. Let's put it that way. That's kind of how I took this whole challenge that we were talking about doing on this list. So I guess I'll take what we have on the 3x3, because it's not what the order that I have. But first we have, I believe it's Alan Sorkin.
Yep.
And Alan Sorkin had several good shows that were incredible in writing, things like that. So I was wanting to talk about those shows, which include Sports Night, West Wing, and The Newsroom, plus a couple plays he did. So that would be one topic. The next topic would be that we have listed here would be Bare Naked Ladies, band that's been around for going on 30 years now, I think, close to, and recently introduced in the Canadian Hall of Fame. They have some good songs that do a lot of introspection stuff. So
Canadians stealing our Hall of Fame.
Being Canadian. Then we got a movie, City Lights by Charlie Chaplin, which I don't know. I can probably talk about for a half an hour if I wanted to, or 45 minutes or 3 days, but definitely can talk about that movie. I consider it the best romantic comedy ever written, and arguably the movie that changed Hollywood in what they thought a movie was supposed to be to what we have now.
Not watched it.
Then we've got what you see here is Kids in the Hall is really more, I just want to talk about comedy, especially comedy in the 70s and 80s that I grew up with. People like Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Robin Williams, Bill Hicks. I'm talking about people who have died, obviously. You know. but we still have Steve Martin. We got SNL still around. We got Kids in the Hall. We got Monty Python. So those types of things that had a real big impact on me growing up. Then we've got Terry Pratchett, who is an author. Mm-hmm. Who has written over 40 novels about Discworld, which is a little world he created, which is a very fun place to visit. And his insights into human nature, sociology, how people think, how people act, how people live, are second to none. When I first started reading him, I was told he was, the Douglas Adams of fantasy. That was the description that they gave him. And he excelled and blew away any of that. And it's so incredible. And he recently passed away. And I used to work on a multi-user dungeon that was based off his work. And we used to recreate the whole environment of Discworld from it. So, and it still exists to this day. Just to let you know how popular that was. The next thing we have here is Harry Chapin. And if there's anybody on this list who's more important to me than Terry Pratchett is, that would be Harry Chapin. As Harry Chapin and his music, he told stories that were incredible, and you got to see whole different aspects of life and people through the music and the stories that he told. It helped you learn empathy and understanding and compassion and things like that for a lot of people. So he was a huge activist. There's so much to tell about that story that's going to be a hard one to keep me in a time box to go on when I start talking about that. But him and Terry Pratchett and my dad are probably the biggest three influences, male influences in my life. So after that, I've got the movie L.A. Story, which is going back to a little bit more Steve Martin. But I think it's one of the funniest really examinations of the differences between the elites in Hollywood and how they really act and think and stuff like that in a very comical way. It's also one of the more romantic movies I've seen in a long time too. Stranger Than Fiction. It's a movie that a lot of people didn't see, or they did see and they didn't watch or understand what it was about because they expected to go see a Will Ferrell movie and thinking that Will Ferrell movie is going to be, you know, Step Brothers or something like that, right? So Will Ferrell plays a pretty straight character in this one. Not a lot of comedy in it. It's not that kind of comedy. But it is an amazing story if you understand this point of what's being told and how it unfolds. I'm really, especially for people who are writers and who understand how stories are written and why they're written the way they are, it's a very interesting kind of look at. Some people say it's kind of nihilistic look at it, but I don't think so. I think it's more of a hopeful look. But that'll be something we can get into in there. And then I think we have Isaac Asimov. Isaac Asimov was a great science fiction writer. And basically one of the short stories that he wrote changed how I look at words, books, stories, etc. So I was at an age where I didn't want to read all. They were making us read, do book reports, stuff like that. So I said, oh, here's a collection of short stories. I read this one short story and it so blew my mind that I still think about it today. And I started devouring books at that point. So I think that's really helped me become who I am today for that. So that's my list of nine things that we're going to talk about. Some of that may be not interested to some people, but you know, if you're here for the anime, you're not going to get it on my time.
It's a people like different stories and like different things. Trust me. Like if you know, it's because like one Isaac Asimov, there's so many different podcasters I listen to or people I talk to, they mention this man. And I'm like, I don't know if I've read anything from Isaac Asimov. You know, I'm sure I have read science fiction or like experienced something that was influenced by Isaac Asimov. So it's, you know, and there's no.
Did you ever see the movie iRobot?
iRobot
with Will
Smith. Will Smith. Yeah.
You still haven't seen anything Isaac Asimov did then.
Like, I'll put it this way. I'm actually really interested in most of that stuff because the only things I know is, of course, Bare Naked Ladies and like the comedy stuff. But most of that stuff, I'm just like, I have no idea what this is. So I'm interested to get the perspective on it most because a lot of that stuff came before my era of life.
Yeah, if anyone has a guess, Vincent might be the youngest person on the show right now. Yeah. Possibly.
And I might be the oldest.
Maybe. Black don't crack, though.
I've heard that.
All right.
Obviously, all right. I crack all over the place. I don't know if you can tell through all the pixelation.
But right. Yeah, Reinhold, like with all that, like during you do the fuck?
All right, now for Vincent's.
What the fuck?
Here. Oh, oops.
He's going to talk about seven layer burritos at Taco Bell.
Oh, right. God. I hate Taco Bell. I hate that place so much. I worked there for too long.
I just met someone else that just left Taco Bell. I was sitting in the back seat talking with them, and they just kept going off about it. And they're just like, are you shocked here? Like, oh, no, you're like the
second person I know.
Yeah, the second person I know that has left. And it was just like, this place is awful. You know. Oh, my God. Oh, man. No, we're not. All right. So, Escalajal Plus. So, what anime are we going to get Reinhold to watch? The idea is not to take this and forcing anyone to watch anime, because if it was, you know, it would be my list first, and then we would never get to everyone else's, because
they'd be Gundam so, would take forever.
So blown away.
We'd just be watching list. One Punch for the next 2 years.
One punch.
OP done right. Superman wish it could do OP.
Let me just say, it's not that I've never seen anime. It's just I've never liked anime. Does that make sense?
Which is fair. Everybody has their own opinions.
See, this is what I tell people. It's like when people think like, Reinhold can never be wrong. I'm like, well, he's wrong right now. He doesn't like anime. Wrong. So wrong.
So I'm so right. I like the decision to save money by just having the characters stand completely still and just animate their mouth for
that,
like a full 5 minutes.
That was before. So
intelligent.
That was before. Animation has evolved now, sir.
I don't know. I think American animators decided that was a good idea.
Wow. Ryan.
I haven't seen a lot of good animation these days. You know.
Whoa.
Let me tell you about an anime called Vivi. And
oof, you sir. So you can get your mind blown.
I'm gonna give you this anime called Vivi, and you can tell me that animation is bad.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing: is you're gonna talk about all these anime stuff, and I'm going to say, "Oh yeah, that's just like this story, blah blah blah," which stole from the anime originally to make, right? Some American version of it. That's what's going to happen.
There's a lot of sharing and stealing and going back and forth, which got very weird with Japan because of Japan, you know, they loved America.
Well, realistically, there's only seven actual stories, aren't there? Or is that five? I can't remember.
And then Japan really likes to use the Kaguya myth that they have a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I really did like, off topic, I know I was trying to like get into like a visit stuff and delaying it again. It's a. The samurai movies that was taking like Shakespearean like plays, stuff like that, but they're doing it with like with samurai, like the Cyrano with samurais. Oh, it was amazing. Or like Three Musketeers, but they're samurai with Japan's take on Three Musketeers. It was just like, this is good. This is really good. It's, you know, don't get me wrong. I like the tale of the Three Musketeers. One, because like the Man in the Iron Mask. First book I read in French, okay? Like, it was part of my class in, like, fourth year French, is to read a book. And that's the book that gave us, Man in the Iron Mask, you know? You know, it's, the first chapter was the rough one as you try to start. But once you get into a flow, because, like, constant translating, or they use different words, you're trying to figure it out, and your brain's, like, messing with you. But by the third chapter, like, you know, you're dreaming in French. It's really messing with you because, like, you're reading and dreaming, and it's, you know, it's a, you know, the worst part about it was going to other classes after, you know, because we had block scheduling. So, like almost 2 hours, you know, you're
French,
nothing but French. Everything's in French. And then you leave, and all right, back to English. Honestly, I would have preferred it if I could just do the whole day in French. I think it would have been better if they would have set it up like, you know what, you're learning French, so we got to, you know, you're going to learn math in French, you're going to do this in French, and just keep going. You know, it would have been easier. But hey, this is American public schools. They did their dang best. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it.
here's your list. I see a lack of mechs, but you know, some people can't have the diversity like my list.
Oh my god. So my approach to this was that I decided that I was going to talk about anime that basically represent different parts of my life growing up. So most of the stuff is actually in order, but I might talk about it in order, but these are the things that affected my life in different times for me.
Hey, Brian Holt, he did his in order. You notice that?
Hey, I didn't know you guys had a specific order. You guys didn't tell me that the thing you sent me.
We provided it to you in an order. We figured that would be the order you would do of it.
Well, I'm just sorry.
Randomly.
Well, I'm sorry.
Do whatever.
All right.
Just to say, I mean, it is right for us to just slag on the guy who's doing the work for free that we don't want to do.
We are paying him. Okay.
Sure. Sure.
In what? In
exposure?
In understanding.
Exposure.
Yeah. Exposure.
Oh, get the experience, man.
Exposure coin. Out of here. Exposure NFT coins.
Oh my god.
I have here. I got please get some exposure coins.
All these that you created, these three by threes, aren't they're all NFT'd, right? You protected them, right? I don't want people screenshotting this stuff and stealing.
Yeah, I put it on the blockchain. It's fine.
Even though it is other people's work that's probably already NFT'd.
Yeah,
it's a new collection, so it's a new thing.
Right,
it's own little art piece.
Right.
So for me, these anime have affected my life in some way, shape, or form. Some of them are anime, some of them are manga, but these are the things that affected me throughout my life in some way, shape, or form. So the first one is Ranma ½, which I read freshman year of high school. And that's like the first like manga I ever read. The genres here are so ridiculous, but it's definitely it's also known as like the first like harem anime / manga because it's the first one that involved characters having multiple love interests and them competing for whatever. The second one is a GE Good Ending, which is a manga I read. It is more of like a romance and building on people.
The what?
Sorry. I just looked at what Escalaja put in the chat. It fucked me up about putting the.
It's over, Vincent. Your 3x3s has been minted into the blockchain.
So dope.
Great.
It's a GE Good Ending. It's much more of a romantic comedy. More of like a coming of age story. The next one is Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei, which is one of the first anime that I found myself, but it's also a satire of a lot of the school life / character tropes kind of thing, to the point where the first time you meet the main character, he's hanging himself. And then a character pulls him out of a tree and he yells at the person asking if they're trying to kill him.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a character that is a Mexican immigrant in Japan.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's absurd and ridiculous and it's fantastic. I'll get more into it when it's that episode. The next is Ouran High School Host Club.
Yeah.
I watched this in high school. I actually had a lot of friends. I actually made a lot of friends because of Ouran High School Host Club, personally. Mm-hmm. And again, I'll go more into that, but it's a reverse harem anime, technically, because the main character is a girl and a bunch of guys want to go out with her. But
spoilers. Okay. Spoiling
really,
the show.
Really? Trust me, when it gets to the episodes, we're going to really be spoiling stuff. Next up is Steins Gate. Steins Gate is science fiction. Hard on the fiction sometimes. Extra hard on the science for sometimes that not only did I watch, but I also played the light novel of. The visual novel of. And I'll probably talk about both when I talk about Steins Gate because they both have their own ways of affecting me personally. Next is probably the most trash anime on this list. which is The Future Diaries, which is a battle royale before it became popular. About a bunch of people given special diaries that give them special powers so they can become God.
So Death Note?
More of Death Note, but it isn't just I write your name, you die. Like, the main character can see the future with his diary, and it changes all the time depending on what they do to change the future.
Okay. All right.
It's trash. We'll talk about it.
So you meant it's trash.
It is so trash. Okay. But it's important to me for the time when I watched it.
Okay.
Sounds like the Ashton Kutcher butterfly effect thing.
Trust me, it's stupider than that.
Skull just says Science Gate sometimes traces to sci fantasy.
I mean, yes. next is Konosuba. It's
probably the one I've heard is Steins Gate. Mm-hmm. On this list. So.
Yeah. You probably like the visual novel over the anime, though.
The light novel, yeah. It's actually, the visual novel.
Is there a light novel Steins Gate?
Possibly. I'll have to look it up, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Because Bryno would probably like the light novel, actually, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a novel.
Yeah, the novel.
With random pictures occasionally.
Right, yeah. He wouldn't have to look at anything. He would just have to read.
I grew up on comic books. I like picture. I like the storytelling through graphic novel. Come on.
I was just
going to say, like, Reinhold grew up on Golden Age comics when, back his Bajuka Joe.
Back in the 40s when we were beating Nazis. One of my favorites was Deadpool.
That's fair.
I grew up reading Deadpool back in the day. So,
next on my list is
Creamed.
Oh yeah, is that Konosuba, which is a great comedy fantasy series that takes a lot of the tropes of the genre called isekai, which is different world, where usually a loser in Japan dies and goes to a fantasy world where they're awesome. It is a great satire of the trope of that, and the comedy and the humor that runs through it is amazing, and it's also what got me back into watching anime after a while.
I think you infected most of us.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Me, because I watched Konosuba, it basically created a chain effect that caused people like Nostalgia to start watching anime again. Mm-hmm. And then when he does, everybody else kind of followed suit and we all watched it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next is possibly the saddest anime on this list, which is Your Lie in April. It hurts my soul. It is very sad, and there are still it's based around music, so there's a lot of classical music in it. And even now, when I hear the final version of the last performance in that anime, it literally gives me chills, and I can feel myself starting to well up to cry. And I'll get more into that when we talk about that one. But we'll wait till it's not a Gundam episode for that.
Thanks. Yeah. Vincent, once again, showing a case of why we're not showing clips or things like this because of his list.
Yeah. And then the last thing on my list is Bloom Into You, which unfortunately caused my current obsession with manga because the anime ended in a place that did not make me happy, so I went and read the manga, and now I've been reading manga obsessively for probably 6 months now. It's bad. It's real bad, guys. It's a problem.
But it's your reading, okay? Let's focus on
Yeah. But I can still get into it. There's a lot to talk about there as well. So those are mine.
Yeah, so that's everyone's super threes. And it's going to be an amazing time as we talk about this, going through each one of those. So I won't have having time and to discuss things and go very slowly. through these topics. And I think the honorable, like I said, we're going to do an honorable mention episode, and hopefully we can also try to, as the series catch on, we get some of the other people from the Ball Network to, you know, produce their 3x3s. We probably won't let them go, we're going to let them jump in the series, but we will let them come on and talk about their
things. And they do like a guest episode we'll where they talk play. About it.
Yeah, we'll let them, we'll let them talk, but you know, not stay.
Yeah. Well, I do have a surprise for you.
Oh, you got a surprise?
In my honorable mention that I'm just thinking about,
mm-hmm.
I might include some anime.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
That I did watch when I was a kid, to tell you what it's probably about.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Okay.
It's actually two things. Actually, I probably won't do it, but I can tell you what they were. G-Force.
Okay.
Okay.
And what was the I can't remember the name. It was about a race car driver.
Speed Racer?
Speed Racer, that's it. Yes, Speed Racer. I used to watch Speed Racer and G-Force every day on TV. Yeah, when I was
Speed
like
Racer, five. Mach 5, Racer X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which
was a brother.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. That was his
brother. Oh, spoiling.
Oh,
but,
God.
But like, well, that's the thing. Like, the Speed Racer live action movie, honestly, is like up there. You know,
it's very good because they go straight anime with it, and that's right? How you're supposed to go.
Unapologetic. And that's the main thing that was problem with a lot of the times when they bring like anime to like live action film. It's like, listen, this is an anime. You know, you have two choices. You can be hot garbage, or you could just have fun with your genre. And the Speed Racer one had fun with the genre. The remix of Speed Racer, where they put the initial D Eurobeat racing music in it, is even better. Okay.
Of course.
But you gotta be an initial D fan for that. But like the movie, it was a fantastic joke because they just go over the top. They just did, like, instead of like, I was worried that they were going to like take a lot of the silliness out of it and just make it like a serious racing film, you know,
because the worst.
Or try to make it more like, Fast and Furious, you know, mm-hmm. That was the other fear. Like, they're just gonna make a Fast and Furious, you know, that they don't have to pay Vin Diesel for. So, yeah. All right. So, we introduced our topics. We did so, like, this is a good, like, thing like this. We got some feedback from everybody, and that's what I really liked and I wanted. And so, so now we're gonna bring it off to everybody. So, you want to give their last mention so we can end this?
Before we do that, do you know which one you want to talk about first?
Oh, first.
From your list. That way we can tell people what we're going to talk about if they want to look at it or read it themselves or watch it themselves, then they know what we're going to talk about.
That's fine. My first thing that I'm going to talk on the list is I'm going to start with the thing, which is the basement floor of some of the diversity on my 3x3 is Mobile Suit Gundam. I'm going to start with the OG Gundam one, and that's what I'm going to start with. Sorry, it's the OG. Okay. You know, like I say, it's a goat of Gundam, but COG. Yeah. It got the ball going. It started the legend.
Reinhold, do you know which one you want to talk about first?
I'm thinking about it, and I'm probably going to have to go with Terry Chaitin.
Fair enough. Then I'll do a light one, and I'll start with Konosuba.
That's fine. That works.
Maybe it's just because I want to just rewatch the series, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh man, I could rewatch the Netflix got the Gundam like episodes in movie format. Like you can watch.
Yeah, like, and then you can just tell, you know, anybody who doesn't understand why you're watching a bunch of anime, it's research for the podcast.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to
watch it.
I'm not trying to write off all my anime watching for work purposes at all. That's not what I'm doing.
I'll be listening nonstop to Harry Chapin for the next 5 days, probably.
There you go. Oh, man. Right. So.
Yeah. Sorry, Mrs. Right Home. She
likes the stories. She just doesn't like his voice. She says they're great if somebody else would sing them, and I'm like, it's not the same. Because other people have sung his songs, and it's just not the same.
All right, well, send a track to Justin Bieber, and I'm sure he'll.
Oh my gosh.
Like Red Hill, just like, you just like,
well, Bruce Springsteen did one, and yeah, he butchered the crap out of that.
Butchered it.
Pat Benatar did a pretty good job on hers. So
nice. Yeah, well, you know, word from the from Eskil Job Plus says he does not need to justify his degeneracy. So,
yeah, but who's he having to justify it to anyway?
Well, honestly, like his non-existent God and his mother. So, yeah. Anyways, all right. So we'll start wrapping up. Let's start with. Well, Reinhold, you came in late. You go first.
All right, how are we wrapping up? We're wrapping up talking about our stuff, or just general? Yeah. Hey, what are we talking
like
about?
Things that you wanted to bring up, something like that. Let's just wrap up. Yeah, final words. Things you want to get off your chest real quick.
I don't know if I got anything right now.
All right, you don't have to have
anything. This is like a first. I don't know if I have anything to say.
Mark your calendar.
Said already.
Reinhold is out of words.
I did find in the store in the library a few years ago a DVD collection of all the G-Force videos, the whole series.
Nice.
So I grabbed and scanned all that in, so I've got it on my hard drive. I can watch it again, I guess.
Nice.
But that's very sentimental. Great, right? You look at the, if you read them now, if you watch them now, it's like, okay.
Yeah, not this good. Is not the best.
But when you're five, five or six, it's amazing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. Vincent?
For me, I'm just excited about talking about this stuff as a series, mostly because I just like talking about things I'm interested in. If given the opportunity, I could literally pick any one of these things and talk about them for the entire length of the episode, if need be. But that's just me, because I just like to talk about things I'm interested in. So I just hope people, you know, just get a feel of who we are behind the scenes, just based on what we have and what we've shown. Mm-hmm. And that hopefully that maybe one of these mini animes or stories or songs or people inspire you to look into them and look at your own things that brought you to this point.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll wrap up on the final wrap up. Well, I will have to say this, and I keep moving around because I forgot to turn my camera off to stop auto focusing. But thank you for everyone who listened this far of the episode. If you made it this far of the episode, hey, you're an awesome, amazing person. You can listen to anything else in the world, but decided to listen to us. And well, that, thank you. I do know Chris Bengel does put it on like live streaming already today, but this is the reward to go kind of, so enjoy it. Like, for you guys who downloaded this, is going to be a great and amazing time, and letting us go through some of the media that has shaped our opinions from the other episodes that you hear us all. Now, not saying that, you know, Reinhold and I are not going to be on the Chris Bengel show all the time. Let's just say this is just an extra show, different add-on of the network. And I do like to be able to show some of these media that we consumed. And when we do something like this, I also want to hear from you guys, the media that helped shape you. Is some of the 3x3s did we do? Did it help shape you? Did it help you out? You know, what's your 3x3s? You heard ours, you know, and we're going to describe ours. I want to hear from you. Let's hear from you. I want to know what's the media that shaped you? Okay. So get to it. Let's have some fun. Let's watch some shows, grab some brews, and you know, let's get going. All right. So. Bye, everybody. Have fun. Oops. Yep. How do I end the broadcast again? Where's the button? Where's the big red button for this thing? Oh, it's right here. Thank you. All right. Never mind. So I got to hit it twice? What kind of crap is this?